Hi, I'm Claire Free. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on the Talk Radio Europe and Kansas City Online Radio.
Finished. I think I have. James Cotton and his blues band, a track recorded a long, long time ago, but remastered there, and I think it's a little bit different. I've played it before from the Alligator 35th Anniversary Jam some 8 years ago. That's off a new CD called Dealing with the Devil and Other Favourites, and it's called The Creeper. When I was listening to that on the headphones, I could hear this sort of scraping noise in the background. I'm not quite sure whether you heard it too or whether it's just here, but it was very, very odd. But whether it's on the mix from the James Cotton download or whether it's somewhere else, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, newly remastered, and that sums up this week's programme, because in many respects there's going to be lots of remastering going on. We'll be playing tracks we've played before from albums we've played before which have been redone. Not quite sure what that means. But anyway, welcome to the programme. I'm Dave Raven. It's Talk Radio Europe on the coast of Spain on FM. It's Kansas City Online Radio on online, of course, from Kansas City. And of course, it's a podcast. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to the programme. Let's stay with kind of new releases, but this time it really is new. Just been issued a gentleman who's now 90 years old and still singing and playing, amazingly. His name is T. Model Ford. Here he is with the band Gravel Road. Their new CD is called Tail Dragger. And here he is with the old favourite, which is called Put On Your Red Dress. Dress, baby. Put on your red dress, baby. Are we going out to? Put on your red dress, baby. Guy had a stroke. He's now 90 years old. He had a stroke last year, in the spring of last year. Lost all the feeling down the right-hand side. And I've been through that myself. I know exactly, because it's not just the feeling around the it's the mouth, the whole bit. But despite all of that, he continued to tour at 90 years old with the band Gravel Road and summing up with the album, which also recorded at the same time. Just been released. It's called Tail Dragger, and that's T Model Ford and Gravel Road and Put On Your Red Dress, Baby. Okay. This has been just released as well, but it's remastered. It goes back to Alan Lomax when he's travelling through the South in the late 1950s, and he recorded Blind Sid Hempel's guitar-playing daughter, Rosalie Hill. And that particular recording has now been remastered. It's on an album called Worried Now But Won't Be Worried Long, and here she is with Rolling and Tumbling.
Rolling out.
Well done. 50 years ago, it was recorded, Alan Lomax in his field recordings, and there we have Rosalie Hill and Rolled and Tumbled, which is kind of a reverse gender, or reverse, come on, Raven, you can do it, not sex, tense, that's the word I'm searching for, a reverse tense version of Rolling and Tumbling. It's amazing when you think about it, it's only 1950 or thereabouts, so it's just 50 years ago, and yet even then it was considered dangerous for a woman to play guitar in front because of the sexual connotations, I guess, and so it was kind of rare to find female guitarists way back then. Let's stay with female guitarists, the Raven and the Blues, and we now welcome for the second week in a row a female guitarist. The last week it was Eija Littinen from Finland, and this week we welcome somebody I've been talking about for the last 4 or 5 months, and so pleased to have her here, and that's Claire Free.
You made a grown man cry.
yourself, you're trying to kid. Now don't come to me, I won't make it right. I won't tell him that you were here those nights. I won't lie, I won't lie, I won't lie, I won't lie.
Start. I Won't Lie, played live on a houseboat on the Thames by our guest from the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio and Kansas City Online Radio. Welcome to Claire Free.
Hello.
It's strange in the sense that all of a sudden people were emailing me randomly from across the UK and into Europe as well, saying you really must get Claire on the programme. And all of a sudden your star seemed to be in the ascendant in terms of your people's awareness. I went to your website, discovered more about you, and then put the bid in and said, can you come down? Has this, the year just gone, has it really been a star in the ascendant for you in a way?
It has. It's been a very interesting time for me. I don't know whether you know that I was stopped from playing for 2 years by illness. I lost my driving license as a result of it.
Ah.
So I had to be off the scene, and I had to go and keep quiet. And I wrote a couple of albums of kids' music to keep my hand in. But took the decision that when I got my license back, I was going to just go for it. And that's what's happened. And I think that's why it's picked up so quickly.
But not really before, you weren't that well known as a blues singer, I guess. I mean, you were in the blues genre, weren't you?
Yeah, but yes. I was. Not a singer, no. I was always much more of a guitar player than mm-hmm. a singer. I worked very hard on my singing in the time that I wasn't driving to make sure that I was actually able not to let the side down on that, because my singing wasn't great, as many people will tell you before. It was,
right.
It was less than averagely good.
So you were traditionally sort of in one side of the stage on guitar, basically, yes.
With aspirations to be somewhere else.
Occasional backing vocals.
No, I was
not even that.
I was on the side of the stage. I always knew I would be able to do it, and I would find myself getting very frustrated actually by knowing that I could do it, but just not having quite enough confidence to really sing properly.
I mean, was it confidence, or was it just down to your voice wasn't particularly well trained and
it
good
was
then?
It was a mixture. I knew I had it in me to sing properly, but I hadn't taken the time to learn that instrument properly. Mm. So it was nice to learn it.
So with the 2 years away, was that good for you then?
It was. It was. At the time, I was going out of my mind, to be honest. I was emailing everybody I know saying, send me some more stuff, tell mm-hmm. me some more stuff to listen to. And I spent a lot of time listening to an awful lot of music that I'd not heard before, and kind of getting deeper and deeper into more and more obscure artists and learning their things. But that time was very productive, because it gave me the impetus. It was the break point that I needed, I suppose, to say, right, now go and do your own thing. Go and do what you want to do with your music.
Right. If you go to your website and look at the biography part of it, you can read a couple of paragraphs about you, and then but there's a point where you say, if you really want to learn more about me, click on the other link on the pick, and you can get back to an earlier biog. Are there two Claire Frees then?
Not really, no. But I feel that what I did before is quite far removed from what I'm doing now, and I like to be. I like to live in the present. I don't necessarily think that what people have done in the past necessarily affects how good or otherwise they are now. So
yes.
I like to say, you know, a little bit about me. Here I am. Yes, I play guitar. Yes, I sing. Yes, I've got two kids. Yes, I'm married to a guy called Dave. If you really want to know where I've played and with who, which I think is largely irrelevant, actually, go on, have a look on the much more detailed biography.
You mentioned also on the website that kind of you've moved into the blues in terms of the music you're playing, but obviously with the your previous history and the work you've done, I mean, this time of year, two or three years ago, you'd have been in Mustique, wouldn't you?
It was a little bit longer ago than that, actually.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
It was I don't remember what year it was. It was quite a while ago, yes. Yes,
but you've been in the blues genre, but when it came to singing and or writing, you weren't writing blues.
I wasn't, no. I was. My earlier writing has always been more in the country, folky, poppy area, I suppose. Mm-hmm. My guitar playing, very much blues, but So I wrote the album Be Who You Are to get the country rock pop thing out of my system. And you can hear a blues influence in it, but it's not, it's certainly not a full-on blues album. But now I've done that, and I've got that off my chest. That's done, finished. I'm now fully immersed in the blues again, I think, is probably the good word.
Does that mean, though, once you've done a blues album, you'll then move on to... No. Progressive rock and everything. No.
I just had to get that one album off my chest. It was it was waiting to be done. It's been waiting to be done since I was about 17. I've wanted to do a pop rock bluesy funky kind of not pure blues album. I think what I was trying to do actually was to take a break away, because a lot of blues, in my experience, has been fairly 12 bar structures, fairly very standardised, and I think I wanted to get away from that and write very far away from that and then come back to it with fresh eyes. And that's what I'm finding, is that my new stuff is coming out very differently from that. It's coming out as pure blues, but with a twist from other angles, which is nice.
We'll come into why it's coming out that way after we've had our next piece. What can you do for us next musically?
I'm going to play a song called Small Miracles. I am religious, but I had started to pray for 5 long years. She called me and she'd say, it wasn't this month, it didn't happen this time. There's no baby, ain't no use in trying. Then suddenly one day right out of the blue, I got a call telling me the happiest of happy news. Happy news. Good to know, so good to know. It's good to know that sometimes there are small miracles, small miracles. He'd been given just 10%. Well, that's not much hope of ever seeing him again. She'd been trying so hard to be brave. Well, she kissed his hand as they wheeled him away. After 9 long hours, the doctor came. He said, I got good news, it's gonna be okay. He's gonna be okay. And it's good to know, so good to know. It's good to know that sometimes there are small miracles. Day her baby was born, I cried for my friend, happy she would hurt no more, no more. And it's good to know, so good to know. It's good to know that sometimes there are small miracles. Small miracles, small miracles, good to know that sometimes there are small miracles.
Small Miracles, performed live and played by Claire Free in session here on the Houseboat on the Thames on The Raven and the Blues. If you want to hear two more tracks from Claire and a load more conversation, you will find the links to that on The Raven and the Blues page, www.raven.dj. There was going to be a video too. I did shoot a video, but Claire came quite late in the afternoon. Normally people come and do a session here about lunchtime, and the light is kind of constant, you know, for the hour or so that they're here. Claire came later in the afternoon, and I set up the video camera, but didn't put the lights on. I don't know why, my brain's going. And so consequently, what actually happened is, when Claire started playing, she was nicely lit. But as the session went on, it got darker and darker and darker. And it would be unfair to use it. It's just not very flattering to Claire, really. So she'll be coming back, hopefully, in the summer to do another session with us, together with the new album and all the stuff she's going to be recording. And then we'll have the lights out. So apologies for those waiting for the video. There won't be one, but you can hear the complete session at raven.dj. The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe and also on Kansas City Online Radio. Here is an album just been released called The Essential Popa Chubby. He's out of New York State and New York itself, coming to Spain, I think, in May of this year, and then some more tours later in the summer across Europe. But here he is with a track called If the Diesel Don't Get You, Then the Jet Fuel Will. It's a track that originally came out on the album called The Good, The Bad and The Chubby, but it's been reissued on the album called The Essential Papa Chubby, and that's Papa Chubby. And if the diesel don't get you, then the jet fuel will. Let's stay with newish releases. This one was really, the launch party was in November in Michigan, Detroit. Yes, that's right, in Detroit. She is from Detroit. Her name is GJ, and it's her first CD release, and here she is with Shut Your Flap.
You tell all your ups and you tell all your downs. You talk about your best friend, how she's sleeping around. Talk about your man, how good he made you feel. Now y'all broke up, it's about your raw deal. You think that I'm listening, do you think that I care? Just close your damn flap, you polluting my air. You blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. Well, you blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. Talk about your house and you talk about your cars. Your son's playing soccer, he's such a superstar. Your daughter's in dance, she's the best in her class. If I told you to shove it, would that be too crass? You think that I'm listening, do you think that I care? Just close your damn flap, you polluting my air. You blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. I said you blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. Step back. About your boss. When it comes to words, are you ever at a loss? I'm fed up to hear and I'm at my last straw. I wish I was a doctor and I wired your jaw. You think that I'm listening, do you think that I care? Just close your damn flap, you polluting my air. You blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. Well, you blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. I said you blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. Well, you blah, 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 and you yak, yak, yak. Shut your pie hole and step the hell back. Step back. Step back.
Step back indeed, making her debut on the show. Her name is GJ, spelled G hyphen, not hyphen, apostrophe, J-A-I, GJ. The album just been released in November of last year. She's from Detroit. The album is called Still Got the Blues, and that is a track, I Got the Blues, and that's a track called Shut Your Flap. Okay, let's stay with new releases. This one's brand spanking new as well, from a band who've been around a long, long time. Since the middle 60s, I would guess. Personnel have changed quite a bit across the time, but they still turn out some really fine music. They are called The Room Full of Blues. Their new album is not new material by a long way. It goes back to the great days of jump blues of the 1940s and 50s. Here they are with Juice, Juice, Juice.
Kinda slow, but then it got real groovy when the juice began to flow. Getting low, then my
shout it out. Go out and get some more of that juice, juice, juice. Makes me loose, loose, loose. Make me feel so fine when I'm with that gal of mine. Queen.
Originally done by Amos Milburn way back in the 1940s, early 1950s, called Juice Juice.
All right.
Amos Milburn also had lots of other hits, all to do with alcohol too, like One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer. But there it is, off the new album, and you almost had the next track from it too on the album, because I didn't hit the single phrase button. The band are Roomful of Blues. Alligator Records, the new one is called Hook, Line and Sinker, a really rather fine cartoon drawing on the front as well, of a hook, a line, and possibly a sinker as well. If you've got the album, you'll see why. And that is Juice, 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 and also a little bit of Ain't Nothing Happening as well. Staying with the new albums, although this one, again, is not really new in a sense, it's been just being remastered. It's called Shamika Copeland Deluxe Edition, and it really is kind of a compilation of some of her earlier work from her albums, which have been out on Alligator Records over the course of the years. And I think I've played tracks from all of them, I guess, which is Soul Truth, which is her final one, Talking to Strangers, Wicked, and this one we're going to feature a track from, Turn the Heat Up, her first one with Alligator Records. Here she is with Dr. John, also on piano and organ too, but Shamika Copeland, and this one's called Living on Love. I don't need to eat, I don't need no rest. Living on Love, Shemeika Copeland, the deluxe remastered edition. But originally we played that, originally 7-8 years ago now on the programme when the album Talking to Strangers first came out. But there it is off the new album, remastered. Can you see a difference? Can you feel a difference? Can you hear the difference? I don't know. Presumably if you've got really good ears, you can. But I would guess by the time we put this onto an MP3 and drop the bitrate down the way we do for the programme, probably not perhaps. But it is a good album, a good collection of her work with Alligator Records, and it's definitely worth getting a hold of. You'll find the links to that and, of course, all the other tracks we play on the programme on the Raven and the Blues page, raven.dj. Email address is dave@raven.dj. A quick thank you to Paul Wilcox from Richmond, Ohio in the US. Thanks for your kind donation to the programme. You've obviously been to the website, clicked on the link. It's the donations which keep the programme going, and thank you so much for your link. We'll play you this one, actually. A band we featured before on the programme since they first came out on Northern Blues about 3 years ago. All the same family, all extremely young, the Homemade Jams Blues Band. Their new album has just come out. It's not on Northern Blues. I guess they've done their own release. It's called The Game is the CD, and here they are with Burned Down the House.
Myself a problem. You say I got myself some trouble. I just discovered that my girl done found out about my other woman. Ain't that some shame? So I run back to the house as fast as I can to try to explain my situation. When I got back to the house, this is what I found. That girl done burned down my house. Took all my clothes. Broke my truck and I'm a vulnerable is gone. Well, I'm running out of town, people. Not the best thing I ever had, no. Best I ever had. Should have been a better person, y'all. No, should have been a better man. So y'all know the place a man goes when he gets some trouble, don't y'all? Straight to his mama's house. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm knocking on my mama's door. She comes to the door mad at sex, saying, boy, what got the matter with you? And with tears in my eyes, yeah, tears in my eyes, this is what I tell you. Well, that girl done burned down my house, took all my clothes, broke my old pickup truck, and that burning bowl is gone. Well, I'm running out of town. Better man.
I went to the website to check how old they are now, because when they first came out some 4 or 5 years ago, they were the youngest blues band in the States, if not in the world. They're all the same family, Ryan, Kyle and Tyre. Tyre was on drums, is on drums, and I think she was 7 then, I think. anyway, so I guess she's about 12 now. Kyle must be therefore 16 and Ryan's therefore 18. That's what their website says anyway. That's their new CD, their third one. They've just been released. It's called The Game, came out towards the end of last year, and there they are with Burned Down the House. It's The Raven and the Blues. It's been very much a female-based programme with Rosalie Hill, Claire Free, G.J., of course, making her debut, and Shamika Copeland, and then I think what we do now is go back to Texas and play this one. A lady again making her debut on the show. Her name is Marcy Rodsky. She takes her style after the old singers of the 1930s and 40s, the female singers, rather than the current present-day ones. Her new album is called Miss Marcy and Her Texas Sugar Daddies. I think I'll play this one for Heather in North Carolina. It's called O.C. Blues.
But I know you don't treat me right. Hey, hey, Daddy, what you expect me to do? I'm a few years older now, Pop, and I'm done wasting time with you. You ain't got no money, you ain't got no job. You're the reason, Daddy, your life is so hard. Hey, hey, Daddy, what you expect me to do? Yes, I'm gonna find. Forget about you.
Great vein of blues bands and jump blues bands of the 1940s. There's Miss Marcy and her Texas Sugar Daddies, her new CD release, O.C. Blues. We played about half an hour ago, we played Rosalie Hill with Rolled and Tumbled when she was recorded by Alan Lomax during his field sessions of the 1950s. Let's go back to Alan Lomax, and this, I think it's about the same time, roughly. Here's Sidney Carter with a great version of I'm Worried Now, But I Won't Be Worried Long.
Don't you say nothing while he's making the record. Worried now, won't be worried long. Yes, I'm worried now, won't be worried long. Blues, blues, make me weep and moan. Yes, blues and blues, make me weep and moan. Well, I'm worried now, won't be worried no. Brown of mine make a rabbit slap a hound, yeah. Brown of mine make a rabbit slap a hound. Well, I'm worried now, won't be worried no. Worried now, I won't be worried long, yeah. Worried now, won't be worried long. When a woman takes the blues, she hang her head and cry, yeah. Woman take the blues, she hangs her head and cries. When a man take the blues, catch the train and ride. Well, I'm worried right now, and I won't be worried long, yeah. Worried now, I won't be worried long. Well, I'm worried right now, won't be worried long. Blue, 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 just how you do. Yes, blue, blue, just how you do. Well, I'm worried now, won't be worried long. Well, I'm worried now, I won't be worried long. Yes, worried now, won't be worried long. Blue, blue, tell me how you do, yeah. Blue, blue, tell me how you do. Well, I'm worried now, won't be worried long. Well, I'm worried now, I won't be worried long. Yes, I'm worried now, I won't be worried long. And I'm worried now, won't be worried long.
Isn't that lovely? It's amazing when you think about it. If you want to do some more research, look at Alan Lomax's field recordings and work out... in these days, of course, you can just carry with your laptop and a couple of microphones. But, of course, in those days, no such magical devices. And it was all done with reel-to-reel tape recorders, massive, massive batteries. The back of the car was laden with tons and tons of gear. And you can hear there traffic on the road outside. It's a lovely, lovely recording. The album is called Worried Now, But I Won't Be Worried Long, Alan Lomax's Southern Recordings. And that's Sidney Carter with the title track of the album. And that's it for The Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Drop me an email if you have. Drop me an email if you haven't. dave@raven.dj. Website, of course, raven.dj/R&B. Tracks of all the artists and links and all the other usual stuff. Donate to the programme. iPhone app, the Android app also available as well. It's all there on the website. Let's close with the new album which comes from the band Dead Rock West. Their new one is called Bright Morning Stars. Here is a track which is called Ain't No Grave. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.